Welcome back to Indians Warm-Up. Tribe getting ready to take on the Giants tonight here in San Francisco. Tribe manager Terry Francona with us now on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tito, just circling back to the finale in Oakland yesterday, one of those days where, boy, from the get-go, it's an uphill battle. And when that happens, two-thirds of an inning from a starting pitcher, it seems not only that day's impacted, but others as well.
You know, you make a good point because you're right. That's why you always err on the side of trying to give your pitcher a little bit of wiggle room, the starter, because if they can reel it in and go even four, that's three innings you don't have to account for. But Trevor had gotten up to, I mean, he got to two strikes, two outs, and he was locating so poorly through a fastball right down the middle. That was the first two runs. You know, then they got the base hit with the bases loaded, and he was up over 40 pitches. That's where you start to worry about somebody's health, and you can't leave them out there longer than that. So then, okay, you're right. You're thinking, okay, we got to account for eight innings in the bullpen, which is tough. And then we were hanging around enough where, you know, you keep thinking, like you said, Edwin came up with a tying run on. If somebody pops a home run, now you got a chance to win the game, and you don't want to run out of pitching. So it does. It hurts you certainly for that day, but it can hurt you moving forward. So that's why we had to make a roster move today. We optioned Tyler Naquin down. We brought Ryan Merritt up. He gives us some length. And this way, hopefully, yesterday's loss doesn't impact tonight's game.
I know we talked as far back as spring training. Pitchers are who have options can go back and forth because of need. But sometimes it does impact a position player too, doesn't it?
You know, I knew yesterday, you know, as the game was going on, that we were going to have to get a pitcher. You know, and you got to figure out how to get it. And you know it's going to cost somebody a job. And that's where, you know, it keeps you up at night because – Tyler didn't deserve to go down. You know, he didn't even play yesterday. Pinch hit. But those are the things, the guys with options. You know, we try to tell them up front this can't happen, but it's still disappointing for him. It's disappointing for me.
So going forward, pitching-wise, because of the short outing for Trevor Bauer yesterday, can he help out of the pen now the next couple of days?
I think that's the idea. I'm going to talk to Mickey a little bit more, but certainly not today. But maybe tomorrow, instead of throwing a bullpen, maybe we can have him out there kind of as insurance just to fortify that bullpen. And one, it might help him because he was actually throwing the ball pretty good until yesterday. Yesterday was just a terrible outing. And maybe he can help us there, and then we'll slot him back in.
And staying on that starting pitching front, Danny Salazar still in the minor leagues on that rehab assignment. Sound like a very encouraging outing yesterday with Columbus.
Yeah, it was. Very, very encouraging. We got to regroup now. We'll get with Mickey and Chris and Cherney and the guys and talk to the pitching guys that watched it and see what we think his next step is.
On to the new series, and I know you try and look forward and tackle the task at hand, the Giants' interleague play, which has been a struggle for the Indians this season. What do you see heading into this series against a ball club that does not have a good record?
Boy, Rosie, you're not kidding. Interleague has been a thorn in our side. There's no getting around it. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we need to pick it up and play better anyway. I don't care who we're playing. And we're sending Josh Tom onto the mound. I'm excited. I think when you know you need to play a good game, I think he's a perfect guy to send out there. You know, we always talk about sending Kluber. You can't pick a wrong day for Kluber. But I just think knowing that we've lost four in a row, I think Tomlin will pitch really well tonight.
And I know sometimes in a National League park it's tough because you tell your pitchers, hey, maybe don't swing and be real careful up there. Not with Josh, though, right?
No, we really don't have to, and that's good. I mean, part of the reason we did the rotation the way we did is to take advantage of that. He can handle himself up there. I don't think he's going to hit a home run, but he can get a bunt down. He can put the ball in play. I mean, being a former shortstop, you know, we give him a lot of grief about it, but he can handle himself up there.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Stay tuned. More to come after this from San Francisco on the Cleveland Clinic Indians Radio Network. And on to tomorrow. Hi, everyone. Jim Rosenhaus with the Manager's Minute with Tribe Manager Terry Francona from San Francisco. And, Tito, we don't get here much, but AT&T Park, this is one of the gems in baseball. Do you enjoy coming here?
It's beautiful. They did a heck of a job. You know, everybody talks about this ballpark as being the prettiest, and I don't disagree. I think the one in Pittsburgh may rival it, but because it's in Pittsburgh, you don't maybe, you know, it's overlooking the Allegheny and not the Bay. But this is such a gorgeous setting for baseball, and they pack it every night. And they've been so good for so long and so consistent. But this is a fun place to play games.
That's Tribe manager Terry Francona, the Manager's Minute on the Cleveland Clinic Indians Radio Network.